We've now reached the part of the show called the Three Speech Pod Book Club. There's a book I'm actually going to recommend. Someone recommended Sam Altman's Run of the Night, and I'm maybe a third in, and it is brilliant. It's about a road comedian having a breakdown.
Happy New Year and welcome to another episode of the Three Speech Podcast. I'm the Mad Lad of Jihad, and to my right, we're joined by Controlled Opposition, formerly Mr. Hate Speech. It's Mr. Leo Kirst.
Zip, zap, get boosted.
And looking like someone who's very ill. It's Mr. Jussie Peanuts. Ill. Jussie Peanuts.
He's to your left, isn't he?
Well, as I'm seeing, it's to my right. Let's get down to business.
Got the Epstein list, Epstein files released, and you're like,
can you believe Chris Akabusi's on?
What does everybody like in a sandwich? Hey, what's your favorite kind of?
Listen, I'm just doing it because I don't want to expose your name being on the Epstein list. Actually, it'd be good for your profile if it was on the Epstein list.
Yeah, my name isn't on it, but tell you what, my name would be on it if Jeffrey Epstein was like, hey, do you want to come to my all expenses paid luxury island? On a private jet, and there's going to be like a seafood buffet, and you can have a relaxing massage anytime you want. Man, who's going to be like, oh, no, sorry, Jeffrey, I don't want to come to that.
Yeah, can I see their birth certificate, Jeffrey, before I let anyone wake me off? Like, you're not going to, are you?
Who's the most notable names that ever? I mean, I think most people knew the names
anyway. Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking, though. He's got a legitimate excuse if he was alive. He said, listen, they put me there. What can they say?
Someone pushed me there.
Put me there. They put him there. They placed him there.
He's going to Halfords.
Man, Stephen Hawking makes a mockery of all incels. Not only has he gone on the Lolita Express to Epstein Island, banged loads of underage chicks, and he's just a head. He also he was married and he cheated on his wife. His wife had to walk him to cheat him there.
Can Stephen Hawking be a paedophile when he's basically a lord of time and time's just relative? Because he could go, well, he could just change, he could bend the time space continuum and make her overage, couldn't he? Is that what he did?
No, I think he did nonce on them.
Oh, okay. But he had an affair as well with his the woman that like changed his nappies and shit. He must have some good. He's got to have good game if you can bed someone that's fucking wiping your ass.
Well, that's what I said. Who else?
Also, apparently, you know, Stephen Hawking cheated on his wife and like you know started seeing his
nanny
nurse
or whatever,
and then like ended up leaving his wife and going with the nurse. Apparently, she then like left him out in the rain.
She put about he got sunburn on his tongue.
Yeah, and also like if he gets left out in the rain because he's like mostly electronics, that can kill him.
A Tesla.
There's not enough rice in the world that can save him.
Yeah. You had to put in a bag of rice. See, Darius knows about phones, isn't it? It's in his blood.
But
phone people.
But interestingly, it says both Clinton and Mr. Trump were on the list. I think we all knew that anyway. Although it says
Ainsley Harriet.
No way Ainsley Harriet was on there.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
I'm going to Google right now and see if Ainsley Harriet was on there.
He was.
He's not.
What about Ghislaine Maxwell's
tits? No search
tits?
Result.
Well, what about?
Oh, yeah. He was one of the ones that's been super redacted.
Nah. From the Green Peppers. But what?
Clinton, apparently Bill Clinton, there's a comment in there that Bill Clinton liked them young. And bear in mind, they're already young. So that's very suspect.
Well, and what's her name was 22 when he cheated on her.
So there seems to be a penchant in society.
Monica Lewinsky.
MILFs. So, like, basically, if you're what, 28, no one wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Darius? What are you putting in?
I'm putting in my Invisalign because I just had a coffee. But they're in now. But listen.
Why have you got Invisalign?
Why have you got Invisalign? And why have you put them in halfway through the podcast?
Because I just had a coffee and you can't drink. At a coffee with Invisalign because it will stain them and also the heat will bend them out of shape. So I've enjoyed my coffee. Then I thought you would be looking at the screen, but you weren't. And then I've had
looking at you.
And then I've had my and I put the Invisalign in. But listen, we're getting off the track. Do you think these naming of the names, is that going to make any difference to anything going forward? Or nothing's going to change? Does it look bad on Trump? People care about Clinton. What's your opinion?
The thing is, Prince Andrew paid. He borrowed like £7 million off his mum to like pay to get this to go away, and then it didn't go away. Like now, the all the court documents, all the evidence, all the depositions and stuff have been unsealed, and you know I'm reading them now. I'm reading what people are saying about Prince Andrew and arguing back and forth about it and stuff. And it's like, man, so what's the point of like paying? This is tell you who's going to suffer. The next generation of gold digging women who want to exploit some rich man to get, you know, they're I'm gonna take you to court unless you pay me off. The guys are gonna be like, well, listen, the stuff's gonna get out anyway, so I'm not giving you £7 million.
Your partner's a legal person, isn't she, Leo?
Yeah.
So can I ask this? If I used to be a roofer, and if you paid me £7 million to fix your roof and it still leaked, I'd have to come back and sort. So do you not get your money back?
I don't think you can get your money back because it's not he settled out of court with Virginia Guffrey. And like it's like when Michael Jackson paid off that kid, you know, it's like
George. He was innocent.
Them off. Like then like somebody else, this is like a newspaper has got in touch with the, you know, said, oh, but there's a public interest in releasing these court documents or whatever, so you got to release them. And so it's a different people. Prince Andrew needs to borrow more money off his whoever
his new dad is. Like you say, you've paid the £7 million to keep it quiet. It's not quiet. I'd want that back.
Yeah, I'd want that back as well.
Yeah,
what Prince Andrew should have done is not paid it in the first place. He should have just been like, listen, I'm a prince. Yeah. Have you read any stories about princes?
Point of privilege. Be allowed to quote this point of privilege. What Prince Andrew should have done is not nonce on them in the first place.
Oh, listen to fucking Mother Teresa. Not
pay them off.
Yeah. Oh, no, you shouldn't have done in the first place.
We've got to be realistic here.
Yeah.
True. You know, you can't expect a prince
to not nonce.
And
like I said, you meant to check the birth certificate. If I went into a massage parlour, which I never have, actually, but if I did, and it was like a happy ending rub and tug, and she's working in there, surely it would be reasonable for me to assume she was of legal age. It's not up to me to check. He's gone to this island. Look, I know I sound like I'm defending nonsense here, but I'm just saying he's gone to the island. You're not going to go, how old is she? Or is he, unless you, I don't know, would you? It's like if I buy something from a supermarket, I don't check the fucking date. I assume it's in date. I think someone else is doing that for me.
I think if you're flying to an island with Jeffrey Epstein, you
on the Lolita probably, Express, maybe
you probably suspect you're nonsense.
Yeah, I think anybody like asking to check a birth certificate isn't checking that they're overage; they're checking that they're underage.
Yeah, they're checking their right choice.
The thing about the British public is you can't win because Wayne Rooney got a load of grief for fucking that old granny.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't win.
Well, it's a bit different, though, isn't it? He got grief in the sense that, I eat shag's grannies. We find that funny and amusing, as opposed to, he shags kids.
Yeah,
we find
no
that
one
sickening.
Finds that funny, do they? There's never been any jokes about pedos ever. That's not funny at all.
Oh, well, yeah,
only
have.
Every act ever.
There've been loads.
Apart from the Poodle Club.
David, this, to be fair, this Epstein Island sounds. Oh, wait a minute. Someone's coming online. Who could it be?
Fucking Ollie.
Is it Fatty? Ollie is joining. Let's have a look. He's guest is in green room. Had right here. He is. It's Ollie.
Oh, you're in the dark.
Fucking hell, Ollie! You look like you're running away from Epstein Island.
Yeah, this does. He's being chased down the street by the bloke that owns you all you can eat buffet.
Yeah, an extremely low speed chase
downhill.
No, I got a moped.
What's going on, Ollie? Where are you?
Well, this is where I've been training, actually. So this has got lighting. It's obviously on a different grid. But where I'm staying, there's no power and there's no Wi-Fi. So I'm on my phone.
This is like the Blair Witch Project.
That's what I was just going to say. But widescreen.
You've been training. What have you been training to do?
To beat you up. To finally, once it all becomes too much, Leo.
Leo. I'll have to, got bullying him.
I'll have to wear protective padding.
What have you been training to do?
Kung Fu.
Kung Po.
He's doing Kung Fu training in Thailand.
Did you not know I've been in Thailand?
Yeah, I know somebody sent me a flyer for some gig you're doing in Thailand saying, is this guy any good?
Did you tell the truth?
Yeah.
No, he said he was good.
Said he's all right.
What gig are you doing in Thailand?
I'm doing one in Bangkok now. Apparently Will Mars was supposed to be coming out in a few weeks, and then he's not coming. So they had a gap. And so Chris Wagoda just said, can you come and do it? And I was going to be in Bangkok anyway. So
how much is the money?
I actually don't know. Last time it was...
Lie.
Well, no, and I genuinely don't know, because I haven't discussed it with him. Last is time it I think I would have... last time it wasn't a ticket. Last time it was a fee. But also, last time it was sponsored by the Westin Hotel, which has got the Marriott. So it was like a really nice room. I think I would have been about $300. But the tickets here are obviously cheap. In fact, the Muay Thai fight that's happening tonight, tickets are literally twice as much as it would be for my show.
Yeah, so you should... it's more entertaining. Yeah. We were, before you came on late, Ollie, we were talking, and this might interest you being as you are currently a sex tourist in Thailand. We were talking about the Epstein list that being released today, and Stephen Hawking was on it. Obviously, you got the classic names on there, Prince Andrew, you got Bill Clinton, you got Donald Trump. But I think the biggest name is the Pope was on there.
Mm. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on. There's a photo of him with a naked woman, apparently.
Which is pretty cool.
Which we would have thought it'd been a man. He wasn't on a woman, was it? Let's be honest.
And
Ollie's
maybe
Ollie's
he was there in the professional context, so the island was blessed, so it wasn't sinful.
Also, Ollie, why are you doing your show in Bangkok? Ollie, your show in Bangkok is listed as comedy for toxic people. Why are you trying to be like toxic? Why are you trying to muscle in the territory of comedians like me?
Did you hear that, Ollie?
Literal crickets.
Yeah, I can hear crickets.
Ollie, we're gonna hang you. We're gonna hang you up.
He says paused on his comfort.
We're gonna hang him up. I'm hanging up, Ollie. He's annoying me.
That's the last thing an 8-year-old Thai child sees.
Yeah. Oh, the first.
Oh, he's back. Oh, are you? Ollie, all we can hear is literal crickets on you.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't actually an idea for a podcast.
No. So why don't we say bye?
Why are you trying to be toxic? Why is your show called Toxic and stuff like that? It's called...
Well, you just need a funny title for a show, right?
Did you nick the idea of Red Richardson? Because he's got that Stay Toxic character.
No, although someone did tell me... I mean, I've been saying Stay Toxic Kings on stage for a while, and someone then sent me a Red Richardson clip where he ends all of his videos by saying Stay Toxic Kings. And that is somewhat regrettable because it looks like I copied him, but I didn't. I didn't actually. Although the marketing for comedy for toxic people, I do think it works well because...
Marketing? You're doing marketing? Yeah, I mean... brand of crackers or something?
No, but
Darius, you do marketing for your... Do you do marketing? Yeah. Are you a comedian?
I don't do either.
Yeah,
I've got a focus group after this for some of my jokes. I'm going to sit in a room with...
I'm Keir Starmer.
Listen, you're very lucky that I'm on the other side of the world. Otherwise, I could
Ollie, listen, we've got a serious question as our general counsel and legal advisor. We're not interested. We've got a question about what we're talking about on the podcast, right? No one cares that you stole Red Richardson's stuff. The question is this.
Red foot.
Yeah. The question is, Epstein's, like, Prince Andrew played off Virginia Guthrie or whatever, but then it came out anyway. Will he get his money back?
Oh.
If you pay these people off and they break the NDA and they break the NDAs and they come out, can you get your money back?
Well, Epstein's dead, right? Because he killed himself, remember?
Yeah, yeah. He broke his own neck.
By accident.
Suicide by CIA agent.
I don't reckon an NDA is enforceable by someone's estate, so no.
No, not from Epstein. Not from Epstein, from the people who paid them off, but then they've come out on it.
Oh, I see what you mean. What you mean could
the ones that are still alive.
Fucking Faticus Finch over it.
That's a warning, Justin.
Right, Justin. Right, it's comments like that that means I'm going to go back to training.
Yeah, good. But we'll just answer the question.
Look at him stalking the gym and thinks that means he's doing it. He just stood next to a gym, mate. You're actually in there doing anything. You're peeping Tom.
I'm watching all these fit men doing pull-ups. Can you see there's a guy doing pull-ups in the background?
No.
It's warm.
It's really warm. Apparently this is cool season. I had no idea. But it is really hot. But to be honest, the if you wake up at like 8 o'clock, they do an 8 o'clock session, and that's not too bad. But yeah, I mean, scorching during the day. Like, you just have to take a siesta.
How much is your rent?
Oh, this is really, really, really affordable. So I'll show you. Oh, hang on, there's power now.
Just tell me.
Well, I'll just show you where it is. Can you see these huts?
You tell lawyers get paid by the word, isn't it? Fucking hell. Right.
But anyway, so in order to stay in these huts and training twice a day costs £620.
But you got no electricity.
Well, yeah, so there are a couple of downsides.
What do you mean £620 a month?
Yeah, it's got air conditioning, it's a double bed and stuff, and a fridge, but it's quite basic. And there's a pool here as well. And then you can join the group training twice a day, and the total cost is £620 for the month. And apparently it's slightly more expensive because this is peak season. Like, if you come off season, it can be even cheaper. And apparently this is one of the more expensive ones because it's, like, reportedly nicer. And apparently the trainers are good, but I wouldn't know how to judge that.
Have you lost any weight?
I haven't really, but I have got stronger. I know for a fact I got stronger.
You can walk without a frame.
And
getting more reps of his hands to his mouth with a Ginsters in it.
I think I do feel fitter. I mean, I do think kind of breathing a bit better, and I don't know. I mean, I didn't expect.
But to how bad rip, shape but... are you? You have to go to the gym to breathe better. So I'm a personal trainer. What do you want to work on? I really want to work on my breathing.
I just want to make it through the night.
I'd like to be able to breathe without breaking into a sweat.
I don't want to have to use a CPAP machine because there's no electricity to charge it during the night.
Right.
Anyway,
Ollie's looking for a gym with a defibrillator.
Have you seen, do you all know who Javier Milei is? The Argentine president. Do you know Javier Milei? So basically, he's meant to be the next, like, great white hope for, like, you know, I guess right wing, but this is interesting.
Right, so Leo, libertarian.
All right, libertarian. So I saw this. Leo posted this. I wanted to know where you guys stand. Javier Milei is going to stop the benefits of anyone who correct me if I'm wrong, Leo. Anyone who protests against the government, he's going to stop their benefits. Is that right?
No, it's basically if you're one of these protesters that blocks the street, he's going to stop your welfare. And people have been like, this is fascism because the right to protest. It's like, you still got your right to protest. You can go and protest. It's just the government won't give you free shit. And
I didn't see all these people moaning when Trudeau did it to the truckers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Different set of people moaning, isn't it? The other side. It's so fucking bullshit. It's so bullshit, man.
He's only going to stop their benefits.
He's cutting their benefits, man. People shouldn't be on benefits. Everybody should have their benefits cut.
I think it is a bit of a liberty on free speech, though, man. Like, if it's, you can still protest. If it's like, okay, we're going to cut your benefits if you're like Extinction Rebellion in the road and you're just causing, you know, problems like that, maybe I can see the argument, but I think it's a slippery slope.
So Darius, you're saying we got to pay people to not work.
No, my argument is
instead of using that time to like do something useful, they're going to use that time to fuck with other people and stop them getting to work.
Working. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Not just they're not working. They're getting benefits to not work and spending their time throwing spanners in the cogs of the working machine.
Yeah.
Now, I am for protest, but I'm anti-hypocrisy. So if these fucking fannies hadn't have been like done what they've done in Canada, I'd be dead again. But I just can't stand hypocrisy. I think you should be able to protest. Although, Just Stop Oil is a weird. I don't know. Understand why? I just don't understand the.
Well, they can protest. They just won't get.
But
benefit.
What I don't get the artwork stuff. No, but it's not Just Stop Oil paintings, is it? What the fuck's that got to do with anything?
My thing is, if it's, oh, we're gonna, you can protest like outside Big Ben or the Argentine equivalent, you're fine. You shouldn't be, have your benefits stopped for that. I could see the argument, if you're like standing in the roads and just being twats, yeah, you should get, you, that makes sense. But I think it's a slippery slope, because someone mentioned this is like when they usher in universal benefit, which they're trying to do, this will be a way.
One
to,
of
to,
us seems really concerned about stopping of benefits, Darius. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know
why. Yeah. Universal it's benefits not, is a terrible idea. We should.
No, I agree.
Universal benefits is not coming in under Javier Milei. Anything like that is like people. Oh, the government's giving us free stuff. It's like, no, the government is making you like basically just a cog in this big communist machine. There's going to be no private enterprise. It's already, man, the amount of tax you pay in this country is like looking at buying a house. The amount of stamp duty, like. We got to pay just to like just to have it have some sort of like equity and just not be, you know, paying some corporation to be able to live somewhere. It's mad. It's ridiculous. The whole like sort of like private ownership of property, all that's getting eroded, and like any sort of, and the incentive to work is getting eroded. I'm already turning down work because I can't. Like, I'm like, well, what's the point if I'm going to pay? You know, I look at all the tax I'm going to be paying on it. It's like I'm getting like. You know, 20% of the what I'm doing it for. So, like, what's the point?
And then you do all that, and the only thing you really leave behind to your kids is your house, and they take 40% the inheritance tax. They might be doing away with that. I don't know.
We need to slash government spending and slash tax.
Just say that. But on inheritance tax, right? Because I looked into this, like you, most people in the UK don't pay inheritance tax. You get the nil rate band, which if you're in a couple, you can double up, which is like 600K. So in practical terms, most people in the UK, even the middle class, aren't going to be paying inheritance.
Not if you're from London. If you've just the average couple in London, you'll be paying, you'll pay.
Well, no, because the average, the mode couple in London doesn't own their house still, right? The mode couple in London is in council or social housing.
Yeah, but they're parents.
Old people live in social housing. But I think the main argument for inheritance tax is, number one, if you don't want to pay inheritance tax, spend your money. All that happens is, if you give your money away or if you spend it, right, as long as you don't die within 7 years, there's zero tax on that. So when people are saying things like, oh, but I want to give all this money to my children or grandchildren, give it. Why wait till you die? And look at their delighted faces. So that's the first argument. And that which is better for the economy rather than it just sitting in some bank account. Second.
Yeah, Ollie, you got rich. Like, Darius is worried about the benefits and he's just worried about getting money off his parents, isn't it?
I'm not worried about...
your background.
Hold on.
Blue badge.
Hold on, Ollie. Stop. Control your emotions and let people speak one at a time. My thing about stop acting like a child. Stop showing off in front of Ollie now that he's here, Justin. Showing off. The universal benefit is, why is that of interest to me? Because I think what they want to do is, I don't think it's a good idea. I think universal benefit income is not a good idea. They shouldn't implement it because it will be used as a tool to silence people and usher them into thinking and doing and voting what they're meant to be told to do. My point with this Javier Milei saying, oh, listen, we're going to stop these protesters' benefits, is that is a precursor to what's happening. Now, if we look at all the so-called libertarian or right-wing politicians... Hold on, let me finish my point.
Right, is against government spending. He's against benefits. He wants to slash benefits. It's the opposite.
Okay, hold on. No, but my point is, but I'm saying, if he's going to say to someone, if you protest, we will stop your benefits. Someone's going to think, look at that and go, I'm not going to protest that issue because I need my benefits, right? There's a whole other question about benefits in general, but that on that level, I think it's used as a tool to curb people, like I said, like the dissemination or protest against you. But then also on top of that, you've got all these libertarian right-wing politicians coming, such as Milei and Marconi, in Italy, who then kind of come in on the populist vote and then Maloney. They turn it. Yeah, Maloney. I thought her name was Marconi. Maloney. I think it's Marconi.
That's the guy who invented the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, she's come in, Maloney, and everyone, she's coming as a populist. They're like, oh, I'm right wing, I'm going to curb immigration, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's like, yeah, we're behind this. Then suddenly she comes in, she totally switches, has the most immigration in, and completely changes her policies. So I'm just saying, I think this, I don't know, I think it's a bad...
It's paused if they commit a criminal offence.
What?
Say that again. Say it again, Ollie. You.
If someone commits a criminal offence, if someone commits a criminal offence, should they have their benefits paused?
Yeah, maybe.
Paused? They shouldn't get any benefits in the first place.
Why do you hate benefits, Leo?
You got. Leo, if you're healthy enough, commit a fucking crime. You're healthy enough to go and get a fucking job.
Yeah, but doing a crime's better than getting a job.
If you're,
the crime is their job.
Do they pay tax though?
Yeah. What do you think of increasing the taxable threshold? One of these new right-wing parties is saying that they're going to increase it from 12,500 to over 20k. So your first £20,000, you pay no tax on.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And also simplify the tax system and get rid of, like, you know, all this tax credit bollocks. Like, I think, you know, having this thing, the tax credit thing seems to be a way of just sort of seeping benefits into people's lives until everybody's dependent on the state and has to, like, you know, be looked after by the state and we're just living in the Soviet Union.
Would you be happy? But do you like, but sometimes tax rebates are there for certain social policies. For example, you're a fan of marriage and encouraging people to have children, and there's like tax credits in order to incentivize that or to support those people. That's a form of handout.
What?
Say it again, Ollie.
No, I heard him, but what you
said... Tax credits are a form of handout, yes, so get rid of them.
So how do you want the state to incentivize certain behavior then, if it's not through money?
Incentivize behavior?
I'm going to guess he's going to say free market.
Why would I want the state to incentivize behavior? The state is there to fucking fix the roads and like have an army, and that's it. That's all.
But it was a Tory policy to give married couples handouts for having kids.
What? So why is the state incentivizing any behavior? You know, if we put all paid a lot less tax, we could all afford to have kids.
Yeah, Ollie, people to have children as a career?
No, I think it's about a nudge. I just think if you want to, on the one hand, mount arguments that there is such thing as national identity and there's such thing as
about fucking national identity. All right, Ollie, let me put this to you. You say that the government's tax system incentivizes people to have kids. That is complete fucking bullshit. That is complete bullshit.
No, I'm not.
I pay for nursery. I pay, number one, the nursery that I need to pay for to do my job so I can, you know, do writing and go to work and do YouTube videos and whatever. That's not tax deductible, even though it's an absolutely necessary expense for me to be able to work. Nursery isn't tax deductible. Not only is it not tax deductible, I pay 20% tax on top of it. So I'm paying the government tax, extra tax, when it should be something that's tax deductible. That's not an incentive to have kids. That's an incentive to not have kids.
But Leo, you're arguing for saying that should be a tax deductible expense. That is the same as a government handout. That's you saying I'm not going to pay tax.
Tax deductible expense is something that you need. Like, so say like my laptop, that's tax deductible because I need it for work. Like my camera.
Against his earnings, Ollie. That's the opposite of a handout. A handout is getting stank for nothing. Tax deductible is like, oh, I need a car to get to gigs. I need to put diesel in it. That's tax deductible to go and do a job, not just sit around and get the money.
I understand that, but I mean the argument that I need to have a comfortable life in order to I need to have childcare in order to do my job. Well, you need to have a roof over your head in order to have your job. You need to eat food. You can only claim food as a tax deductible expense if it's
not in your normal workplace. If you have an office, that you need to do your job, or a studio, that's tax deductible. That's a business expense. Mm. But anybody, like, regardless of what job you're doing, you're going to be, like, living in a home and eating food. So that's not a tax-deductible expense.
But you're also going to be looking after children no matter what job you're doing.
No, but the thing is, if I've got the choice of like not working and looking after my kids at home, or put my kids in nursery and working. So in order to work, I need to put my kids in nursery. It's not like I can stop eating food. Like that's not a, you know, that's not a, it's not like I need to eat food to do my job. It's like,
hold on a second. And Ollie, if anyone knows that it's not possible to stop eating food, you should know that the most, okay? Hey, why is everything frozen just at that point?
That was very mean.
Very cracked.
Sorry, it was mean of me to say that. Go on. So, go on.
Well, okay, well, in that case, Leo, could you not argue then that if the state provided nursery vouchers in the same way it provides free state education from the age of five, whatever it is, that would incentivize more people to go and work and be entrepreneurial?
I don't know. Like, I mean, possibly. But
I guess what I agree, like, you and I seem to agree that the state should be coercing behavior, right? You think the state should incentivize you to work rather than not work.
No, the state should just get the fuck out of everybody's lives.
But you are making a case for, because you've got to pay for childcare, that there isn't some subsidy for it, that you're less incentivized to work. So we do
I'm not talking about getting a subsidy for childcare. I'm talking about it being a tax deductible expense. And also I'm talking about me having to pay tax on it.
Can I just say, you know, the tax is like the TV license. If you just ignore it, it's fine.
a very prescient message for January. Leo, I don't believe that we should have a culture where basically everyone gets cash handouts, but I do believe in the government providing universal basic services. I think the best way to encourage a whole state to be entrepreneurial and creative and work hard is to stuff like them not having to think too hard about whether they're taking the train or the bus. There's really good examples like Luxembourg. Public transport in the city centre is completely free. And what that means is, of course, you can buy a car if you want to take a cab, but you can be more mobile. There's less friction in your day. The city is an economically prosperous city by virtue of the people in Luxembourg City being mobile. That's a good example of the government incentivizing.
All right, so there's free public transport in Luxembourg. So which country has the greater entrepreneurship and the greater GDP per capita, Luxembourg or the USA?
I'm guessing it's the USA.
Checkmate, it's the USA. Of course it's the USA. The worst state in America than any shitty European country.
I don't believe that's a checkmate, because the USA on a federal and state level. So, I don't think that is the checkmate, because the USA, because it's so huge, people rely on the road network. They rely on the bus network and the road network. There are very, very, very few toll roads in the USA. The state government and the federal government is subsidizing the road network. Because another example of a universal.
You mean you just said in Luxembourg people don't buy cars? That was your example.
If you look at the screen now, the USA has the largest GDP on earth, but Luxembourg has more wealth per capita.
That's because businesses are registered there. That's like a false. That's like Ireland's GDP per person. It's like skewed by business registration.
Maybe Luxembourg is a red herring, right? But the general idea that in the USA roads are not charged per use. Like in Japan, for example, if you want to drive from say Tokyo to Osaka, you'll go through multiple toll roads, and you're basically paying the actual cost of that road infrastructure, right?
Good.
Because that's a policy decision made by Japan. Whereas in America, they haven't made that policy decision. The whole state, as a universal basic service, subsidizes the road infrastructure. In the UK, we have a hybrid system where the vast majority of what are you saying? But what I'm suggesting is the fact that the state has done this, the fact that the state has made a policy choice of the road network is free for everyone to use, go put lorries on it and go make us money, is surely a good thing.
What? Sorry, I'd zoned out. I started reading my WhatsApps.
I've zoned out for the last 15 minutes. This is like Martin Lewis or something.
Yeah, you made it boring, Ollie. Your boring tax speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, an infrastructure of roads.
And you're a tax evader living in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if they put a tax on being a sex tourist.
Yeah, a young boy's tax deductible.
Actually, are they?
Yeah, are they?
Well, if you employ them,
the flight is.
I see. Ollie does actually know if you employ them, they are.
Yeah, you employ them.
What else? Listen, what are your predictions for 2024? Everyone's predictions for 2024.
I think that Tartaria will be proven right, and the ancient race of giants, that's going to be confirmed.
Okay, that's a good one. Ollie, predictions for 2024?
Biden's not going to run due to health reasons and or...
Again, something you identify with.
Leo, predictions for 2024?
I did have
Trump
some.
Do you think
they will stop Trump from running? Like, do you think these things in Colorado and Maine will make any difference, or they're just going to be overruled?
Yeah, maybe they could use lawfare to, because like people on the left are really terrified about Trump winning again. Like the political establishment is terrified of Trump winning for a bunch of reasons, and we're talking worldwide. Like they're worried about him pulling out of NATO. They're worried about the whole sort of the new world order of like America sort of holding up the Western world is going to crumble, and America is going to become totally isolationist.
They're really trying to stop him from running.
Yeah, that is it. Who are the ones that really hate him? CNN.
Well, yeah, anyone on the left.
Anyone on the left.
One of them's like mental, isn't it? Like they were like, oh, he's. I saw this thing where someone did a montage of CNN saying how when Trump was in, so from a few years ago, how he's basically turned America into a third world banana republic, and he's politicized the legal system, is arresting all his political rivals. Then that was smash cut to all of the fucking charges against Trump that the whoever have done. Is it the Democrats in now or the other one? I don't know. This is like grown up one this week. I can't really keep up with all this. We're talking about tax and politics. I'm more dick and balls, man.
Biden really fucked it though by like, you know, he could have been like a sort of governing for everybody and like taking into account what everybody wants, and instead he'd like tacked super hard to the left, and like the American border, like as bad as we think it is in the UK with boats coming across, like, and to be fair, there's differences, but in America they've just got like, man, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people coming every month, and they're incentivizing them to come. California just said, oh, anybody who comes in illegally, we're going to give them free healthcare, and which Ollie no doubt thinks is fucking amazing because it spurs their entrepreneurialism. But like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's really sort of making people think, well, fuck, like Biden's not listening to us at all. We need to vote for Trump. Trump says he's going to fix this. Is that right, Ollie?
But Leo, think about the original NHS charter. I'll push back on that one.
We're talking about a charter now, are we?
When the NHS... Oh, my battery's about to die.
So is my will.
No, I think there's one point about the NHS, remembering. It was the Tories that brought in the NHS on the basis that a healthy population is a productive and money-earning population. The goal of the NHS was not handouts.
If we're supposed to have a healthy population, how come there's you?
He's in Thailand getting healthy right now. He's trying his best. But back to Biden, though, the left have turned on him. They're calling him Genocide Joe for support of Israel, his partisan support of Israel, and for superseding Congress and giving money to Israel. So even the left are turning on Biden now. So what do you have to say about that? Genocide.
That's the thing. If you play to the left, nobody's ever good enough for them. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like trying to be woke. Nobody's ever fucking woke enough.
It's ever shrinking. It's like a shark. The left's like a shark. It's got to keep moving or it dies. And they have to keep going more left, more left, more left, more left. And that's when you get to a point about 20 years ago where Jermaine Greer wasn't enough of a feminist. She was like, do you know what I mean? Whereas like she was uber, the token of feminism in the 70s. And then in like early 2000s, it was like this fucking misogynist. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she's a TERF now.
Yeah, probably.
Because no, she is.
Yeah, but she's an actual feminist. It's not a trans-exclusionary radical feminist. That's an actual feminist, I think, isn't it? By the, not, I'm not saying you agree or disagree, whatever, but that, the, by the definition of someone who's about women's rights, that's just, you don't need the T-E-R bit. You're just the F.
That's right. Well, you've started 2024 off in the, you've started 2024 off in the right way, getting cancelled straight away with your turfy views,
I'm not,
Justin.
I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm just saying you're not a trans. I don't think you're a radical feminist to not want what they want. Like that Graham Linehan bloke. I saw a thing. He's back doing the rounds, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... I did a thing with him. I did a thing with him and Peter Boghossian. We did the Street Epistemology.
I know him. I've seen him. Grey-haired dude. Yeah.
What was the Street Epistemology? What did you do?
So basically, lays these things out. It's like strongly agree, strongly disagree, you know, neutral and all that sort of stuff. And then he asks you questions and you have to stand on the things and then talk about why you stood
like
on the things.
Group,
what were the questions?
All kinds of stuff about like social issues, trans issues, Islamism, all kinds of stuff.
Well, ask us one of the best questions and let's see where we stand on it.
Man, I can't remember what the fucking questions were.
Well, there must be one good question. He must have one good question. Did he ask the classic three speech cut question? Would you rather suck off a trans woman or go down on a trans man? And which would make you gayer?
I think there was
neither. Actually, would make you gay.
What did he actually ask that?
I think I asked it. I can't remember. Like, because I got to lead it for a while. I was like, you know, which is.
Would you rather pay toll road fees to support the infrastructure, or have a deductible road tax scheme with a sliding scale?
Well, geez,
I would rather.
I've been ollied.
We were having a nice conversation, and then Justin came straight in there with the boredom.
That was the joke.
Well, I'll tell you what the joke is. The joke is, if you wear a cap on this podcast, you instantly go boring. Yeah,
that's true.
Two guys with the great hair.
Oh look, you've got a tan headline. Right. Like, the top of your head's like Casper the Ghost.
Yeah, you look a little hat guy. I've cut my hair off now. I got my long hair was bullied.
Why do you always get this lesbian haircut?
Yeah. I think he's got a lesbian face and the haircut just follows suit.
You look like you should be working for Transport for London on the ticket desk or at the barriers.
With a little pride
branch. Right, this podcast has descended once again into shit.
Have we got any like listeners on this podcast anymore or viewers?
Yeah, despite everything, we're in the top 10 of the UK stand up charts weekly. That's I'm not bullshit. Check it yourself. Go on chartable.co.chartable. It's all the podcast charts, and you can put it yourself. You check yourself.
I don't believe it.
Well, go on Chartable.
Have our patrons all deserted us?
Well, a lot of them have. I'm not going to lie. We need to redo our Patreon and think of our offering. I think it's when we interrupt each other, come up with no talk about nothing, bully Ollie incessantly. I don't know. But that being said, we are in the top 10 charts for stand up most weeks.
The list.
So but what that actually means. It shows how shit the state of UK stand-up podcasts are in the UK that we managed to get in there. Well, I know, but it's listed under stand-up.
Yeah.
The crickets in Ollie's background is not helping.
That's not helping. Where do you get a fucking green screen with some tumbleweed rolling on it?
Shall I leave you boys to talk more about trans issues? Because that's me done on road infrastructure. I say that living somewhere with genuinely no road infrastructure.
Where are you? Thailand.
Yeah, I'm in Ao Nang, Krabi. And if I cycle, if I go on my little moped, I can get to the beach in maybe 10 minutes.
Nice.
But yeah, this is Ao Nang. So nice here. It's so nice. There's these old, enormous limestone cliffs. So all of this apparently would have been submerged like underwater in the prehistoric days. And so there's just these incredible limestone cliffs surrounding all the coastline. I've never seen anything like it. It's
amazing.
Genuinely stunning. Beaches are lovely. The food, this is cheaper than Bangkok too. I'm eating, one of the reasons I've obviously not lost weight is I'm eating like an actual king for maybe £2-3 a day. Like, the food is considerably better than Bangkok and more delicious. I'm really happy here. I'm genuinely, I've had a great time, but I am a bit bored of it now. Like, I've done 4 weeks and I'm kind of keen to start gigging and moving around.
Darius, did we go to Ao Nang or whatever it is?
We went to
Koh Lanta.
Yeah, and Koh Phi Phi. Have you not been to Koh Phi?
Yeah.
That was the one where there were so many girls, you went, this is too loud, let's go to a quiet, a quiet rubbish island. Then we went to that island, did mushrooms, then some hot women started chatting us up and we got scared that they might be ugly. So we ran away.
I thought the woman was like about 70 or something, but she wasn't. She was probably like 37.
Yeah. But when you're high on mushrooms.
Was she younger though?
Yeah.
Was she younger than her at the time?
No. Nah.
She was probably older than her. But that's 37.
I was going to say, if you're 20, 37-year-old does look fucking old.
Yeah. Well, that Mick Nevin's got that great bit about how talking about when he's like 19 or whatever, like him and his mates would go out and they'd have like, you know, a pool of granny nights and they'd be like, oh, yeah, I pulled it. Oh, God, she's so old. Ah, all that. And he's like looking back, man, those women were like 30.
Yeah.
I'd gnaw my arm off for them.
But people used to seem older than they do now, no? Is that just something I trick myself with now I'm older?
Yeah.
Like a 50-year-old in 1980 was like old.
Oh man, yeah, because women used to stay old for decades. Like,
yeah,
it's like in The Sopranos, even that bit about it. He says, like, you know, when his mum goes into the nursing home, he's talking to one of his mum's friends. And he's like, "How come when I was a little kid, you were an old lady, and now I'm an old man, and you're still an old lady?"
Yeah, I think because like. Well, people didn't have no youth culture before the 50s, was there? So people that, like my grandparents, probably like as soon as they were like 13, they were wearing like brown trousers and cardigans and shit. Just little old people. Headscarf. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you don't see anymore. Why don't you see any of those headscarves?
You do in London.
Do you? Oh, yeah.
Do you mean them little plastic ones where my nan would come out of the hairdressers and they give like a little plastic head cape to stop it?
Yeah, you'd see all those women would walk around like that. You never see that anymore. The old women just don't have more.
Shopping trolleys.
Old women look like Carol Vorderman now.
Well, she's an old woman.
Carol Vorderman is one of those old women that you would have seen with the thing around her neck.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, she'd have been wearing like beige twin set, a little plastic pack a mac over her head or whatever, and one of them tartan shopping trolleys. Oh, just yawning. Look,
who's all right? Before let's end with style. Who's the hottest old lady?
Your mum,
Joanna Lumley.
Oh,
Joanna Lumley. Nah.
The mum out of Home Alone.
Yeah. It's like hot about forgetting a child, isn't it? I can get on board with that sort of woman.
Generally, I think any royal, like the queen that just abdicated, was it the Netherlands?
Denmark.
She died.
Why are you such a fucking weirdo, Ollie? Why are you going to the fucking Dutch royal family? Say someone that we know. Fuck it. I'm going to Google it. I'll tell you who. Old Mrs. fucking Fairbrass from down the road here. Live three or four doors down. That's what I'm going to say. Say someone we know, you tit.
All right. Darius's mum. I was there. I'll stay with
that. Well, they don't know that. Jennifer Lopez is hot. She's 50 now. That's pretty old.
I did see someone
she's older than 50, surely.
Someone else. What does Liz Hurley look like now? She's got to be 60-odd.
Oh, yeah. Liz Hurley's fit.
Jennifer Lopez is 54.
Up until about 15 years ago, I would have said, what's her name? Lorraine Kelly. But she's gone off the boil.
Jennifer Lopez, Queen Latifah.
That's
not
Queen Latifah.
Jamie Lee Curtis, no.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis a hermaphrodite or is that a myth?
But, well, it's apparently a myth, but it was taught my cousin's medical thing.
Salma Hayek. She's fit.
Do you want to know how old she is?
Yeah, how old is Salma Hayek?
She's 57.
That counts, baby, that counts. Sandra Bullock?
Nah, work done. I think once they've had work done, I think they look worse. She's had her lips done. Julie, I watched that the other day. Sandra Bullock watch that apocalyptic film? It's fucking
no,
shit.
Is it good?
Shit.
Apocalyptic?
The last episode. The Leave the World Behind, sorry. It's crap.
Bird Box.
Oh, that was the one wrote by Barack Obama or something, or produced by the Obamas. It's meant to be a psyop. I never
there's
watched it.
There's definitely a lot of semiotics and symbology in there, yeah.
Well, what happens in...
Yeah, you fucking nerd. What the semiotics were? Who are you, Ollie? You fucking dwee.
Getting a biology lesson.
No, semiotics doesn't mean that.
What does semiotics mean?
Signals mean? And signs. Like semaphores. Like semiotics is like when they put six signals in films.
Oh, I've been reading books again, have you?
No.
Look at semiotics, the study of signs and symbols and their use for interpretation. Justin knew what that means. Ah, semiotic, that you're a nerd. Ah, you knew. Look at his little nerd face.
This is making me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, it should make you feel bad. You're even more of a nerd than Ollie. Ollie didn't even know what semiotic means. He's got a semi. Well, you knew what that word means.
He didn't.
Listen, in other news, I'm back in the gym. 2024, I'm going to get ripped. What about that?
Is that the biggest news you've got, Darius? No other news?
Are you going to take steroids?
Yeah, I'm going to take steroids as well.
Are you really going
to
take
steroids? Nothing else to report?
No news. I'm going to take steroids. I'm going to take Winstrol.
Biggest thing that's happened this week?
Yeah.
Hold on. See your muscle, Ollie?
Oh, it's dark. You can't see it.
Convenient. Convenient.
I got good technique though.
I had this Justin, boxing last night. I punched the bag.
Who would win in a boxing match between Justin and
Ollie?
Leo.
Probably Justin.
No, I don't know. You never know, do you?
Not with those nerd glasses on.
Well, I've had to admit they're only for reading.
What are the actual real glasses?
Yeah.
Ah, you read books.
No, I don't.
He's wearing glasses.
TV not good enough for you.
What's that?
Watching TV not good enough for you.
Got to read a book. I can see the TV all right. It's my phone. It's blurry when I look at it. I've had to hold it full length and it was still getting blurry. So I got these.
Why don't you get laser?
Justin, when you read a book,
I'm studying semiotics. Yeah.
Justin, when you read a book, do all the characters and situations come to life in your imagination?
I don't know that I've ever read a fictional book, and that's the truth. I've read like a schematic book
diagrams. We've now reached the part of the show called the Three Speech Pod Book Club. There's a book I'm actually going to recommend. Someone recommended Sam Altman's Run the Night, and I'm maybe a third in, and it is brilliant. It's about a road comedian having a breakdown. All right, well that was a very well timed.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Well, I recommend The Twits by Roald Dahl. I enjoyed that when I read that.
Yeah.
Good book.
I recommend The Hungry Caterpillar.
I've read about five books. I read them at school. They made us read them. I didn't read them. So I bought them. That's right. And then there was another book, right? And someone else had read the book and then written down what the book was about. Do you remember them? And I read that one.
Yeah. I recommend The War in the West and The Strange Death of Europe.
That's, don't tell me, Douglas Murray.
Yeah, that's right. Justin knows because he reads books.
I read The New Puritans by Andrew Doyle. That was actually quite good.
Andrew Doyle.
Oh, did you see what happened with
Bovary by Gustav Flaubert?
Did you see?
I read High Times in Moscow by Alexandre Gregory.
Exciting times in downtown Moscow. Ollie's gone. I think on that note we should call it a day because this is dwindling out. Look, thanks for listening to this podcast as it degenerates into...
Admire your optimism that anybody's still listening.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right. Subscribe. Like and subscribe. And use code 3SP for 10% of all your High Point needs at highpoint.care. Oh, that is actually something. High Point Care. This is actually an interesting story that happened before New Year. They got sick, so they couldn't fulfill all their orders or something. So one of our listeners left a review on Apple Podcast saying, "Ah, oh, the podcast is good, but one star because highpoint.care didn't give us our things." Hold on, let me just find the review. It's funny, and then we'll call it a day. So this is whoever this guy is. One second. It's like it's not our fault. Well, let's have a look. Let's see charts, browse. Let's do this, and then we'll go.
This isn't the best advert either for Highpoint, Darius. Maybe.
Yeah, also, they got us a one-star review.
If you go to highpointcare/3SP, it's not working.
It's used the code 3SP, but they've changed their thing. Oh yeah, con. So this is comes from a review on the 15th of December by Fielders. Fielders, if you're listening, this is the situation. Goes, your sponsor Highpoint appears to be a fake company. No delivery, no correspondence to mails. Published email is undeliverable. Just nothing, and they've stolen my 30 quid. Be warned, listeners. Man, leave that review on Trustpilot. Why are you leaving it on Apple Podcasts? It's nothing to do with us.
Yeah, definitely don't read it out on the podcast.
No, but I got in touch with them, and he said what happened is they all got COVID. So and it's highpointlondon.co.uk. So they all got COVID.
Supposed to keep you healthy.
Do you know why? I bet they all had the vaccine. Anyway, they all got COVID, so they're all behind. But he's reached out to everyone, and he also offered that listener 30% or something and apologized. But Fildes, right, please, can you change that one-star review or at least put that review on Trustpilot.com? Having said that, you could trust us with your money, listeners. So use the code 3SP on highpointlondon.co.uk, which admittedly does sound suspicious that they've changed their domain once again, but I'm sure it's fine, and get 10% off your needs. Oh, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Darius Davies. He's been Leo. That's Justin. Suck my balls. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.